Blog Talk Radio.
Set it down. I didn't misplace it. A dude snatched it out of my hand.
That's how they
that's
do.
That's how they
in
do
Dallas,
things
Texas.
Over there, huh?
Yeah, that's how they do it in
Dallas,
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I guess.
Wow, that's crazy.
We do have a caller. I think this is our guest artist. Caller from the 216. Hello, hello. Caller from the 216.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hey. Is this our special guest, Mr. E-Wave? What's up with it?
Yes, ma'am. Nothing much,
already,
for real. Just been chilling.
That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. Well, let's go ahead and get into our talk that talk so we can get into this interview.
All right.
All right. So this week's talk that talk, very simple. We just want to know what your pet peeves are. The last time we had this topic on the show, it ran for a minute. Everybody had a bunch of pet peeves that they wanted to talk about. So let's go ahead and get our guests to let us know, what are some of your pet peeves? What really irks your nerves?
Some of my pet peeves are, it deals with like friends and people I got. You know, I really do appreciate the fans and the friends I actually have in my life. And, you know, sometimes when I'm not busy, I just like to, you know, hit them up and see, you know, if they want to hang out or chill or do something. But then they act like, you know, they're so busy with stuff they got going on, and I know what they be doing, and they don't be doing nothing. It's just that they don't want to be bothered with me. And then when I'm busy, that's when they decide they want to hit me up and be like, oh, what are you doing? You never have time to chill or hang out, you know, with me anymore. So that kind of gets on my nerves a lot, you know, because it's like I always hit people up when I got the time, but then when they don't want to hit me up, it's just kind of like, oh, forget Eric and stuff. And I kind of go through that a lot with, you know, my friends and stuff. So it's my biggest pet peeve.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I can feel you on that one.
People just want to hit you up on their own time, and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's never a good look. Candy.
No, it's not.
Candy, I know you always got them pet peeves.
What are some of your pet peeves, Candy? Now, let me think. Okay, my pet peeves. Why are you driving fast in the slow lane? I mean, hold on. Why are you driving slow in the fast lane? Rewind, back it up. Yeah, I hate that. If you're going to be in the fast lane, how about you drive fast or move over to the slow lane? Why do people do that? Then you're going to cause an accident while I'm trying to go around you. And that's annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, can you just move out the way? Didn't Ludacris say move out the way? You know what I'm saying? Can't you do that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, really? You just gonna drive all the way? That's just one thing.
Very true. And
you know?
Keisha, what are some of your pet peeves?
You know, now that I'm older, one of my biggest pet peeves would have to be negativity. Like, it's a lot of people that are just really negative when they don't really have to be or need to be. But because, like the old saying, misery loves company, a lot of people are just really negative. And that's a really big pet peeve.
Right. I feel you on that most definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I would actually say I think I agree with you. Putting that into perspective, just people just, you know, not even, I guess it's like a different type of negativity, but it's basically people that they dog you and they're like, oh, so-and-so's trying to do this. Oh, she's trying to do that. Oh, so-and-so's trying to do this. He's trying to do this. He's trying to do that. And they come at you in a negative light and trying to make you feel like you shouldn't be trying to do what you're trying to do. And then as soon as you turn around, they're doing the same thing that they just dogged you for doing. It's like, okay, so you trying to tell me that I can't do this and do that, but then you're going to turn around and do the exact same thing you just told me that I can't do? What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my biggest belief. People that are, like, coming against you and trying to hate on you or trying to disrespect you for you trying to follow your dream or do your hustle, and then they turn right back around and then do the exact same dream or hustle that you do.
Well, you already know what that is. That's nothing but a hater, you know what I'm saying, who's just trying to put you down so then they can do what you're trying to do or what you already doing, you know.
Exactly.
So it's like you always going to have people like that. So,
true.
You know, like I said, it's just, you know, haters out in the world. It is what it is. The world wouldn't go around without them, so we love them. That's what's up. That makes you want to do even more anyway when you see that the next person is telling you not to. I know that's how it is with me.
Yeah. It's true.
It makes
yeah.
you want to strive, you know what I'm saying? It makes you want to strive to be better and do better at everything that you do just because this person is telling you you can't do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
True that.
All right, well, that is all the pet peeves that we have right now, but listeners, if you're listening, you want to let us know what your pet peeves are, give us a call. The toll-free number is 1-866-259-0361. The number again, 1-866-259-0361.
All right, and speaking of callers, we do have one on the line.
All right.
Hey, caller.
All right.
Hello, hello, caller from the 214. Are you on the air?
214, that's Dallas. What's up with it? Your girl Candy, you call and talk to me. You call and talk to me. That's what's up. That ain't got nothing to say. What's up, 214? That's my area code. What?
214 is
okay,
not
maybe,
trying to talk about their pet peeves.
Yeah, maybe they just wanted to call. Maybe they just wanted to listen, you know?
Yeah.
But, we still want y'all to say something anyway. You might as well give us a pet peeve while you're on the phone.
Right.
That's one of my pet peeves. When you call it, don't say nothing.
All right. Well, hello.
Hello.
What's up, caller? How are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Are you calling to comment on our pet peeve?
I'm just listening right now.
All righty.
You're still listening. Well, I guess we need to put you in queue for the listeners then, huh?
That'd be a good idea.
All righty. I'll put you back on hold.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into some of this music and get into this interview. What two singles we have, which one do you want to go ahead and play, E-Way?
You can actually play that. Did you play the song Be Mine Tonight?
That was our intro. We came in on Be Mine Tonight.
Okay. Trying to think of the other two. You can play that Summertime Air. I think I'll put that on there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can roll with that.
All right, well, let everybody know before we play it where to find it at, you know, where to hit you up at on Twitter, all your info, all your 411.
Okay, most def. If y'all want to get into my music, just hit me up on Twitter at ThatKid, capital E, and then WAAVE, at ThatKid E-Wave. If y'all actually want to listen to more of my music on my website, I got my own website up. It's at www.eric, E-R-I-K, wave, W-A-A-V-E, webs.com. Once again, that's www.ericwave.webs.com. And you can hit up my music from there. I have a music channel on YouTube as well. But all that is linked on my website. So once you go to my website at ericwave.webs.com, y'all can visit all my links from my mixtapes to my YouTube channel to my Twitter to my Facebook page. And all that stuff is linked in there. So hope y'all check that out. Just trying to get my music out there and just trying to be heard. And that's what y'all can do with that.
All right. Well, let's get into the song. Lego.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta enjoy life when you can. You know what I'm saying? Just gotta relax. Just gotta chill. Even when stuff get hard.
discovery.
Yeah, summertime, yeah.
Yeah,
drinks in the cup,
yeah,
chillin' by the shore.
Yeah,
yeah, you know what's up. Warm summer days, long summer nights, atmospheric flow, parallel flight, domino effect. Yeah, the sound tight, love in the air. If the sound bright,
yeah,
dancing to the beat, melody ahead, get it all night. No stops there, Chris to the pitch, gone turn the switch, the party all summer, the model needs a stitch. Ride with this, better ride with this, you don't wanna miss a ride like this. Gone catch a wave, gone catch a wave, party breathe live every single day. Gone catch a wave, gone catch a wave, party breathe live every single day.
Maybe in a year or so, but for now on, 216 in Cleveland, where it's at for me.
What's up? Okay, so where are you planning on relocating to? That's not one of my questions, but I'm just, you know, asking.
Probably over to East Coast somewhere in New York or Connecticut. I got family over there, so I think I'm trying to get closer to them, just relocate over there.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Tell us about Wave Connection Records. Like, what is your part in that? And, you know, just give us a scoop on that.
Wave Connection Records, that's basically a label I actually kind of started for myself. And with that, I kind of taught myself a lot so far in music in regards to producing my own tracks, producing and editing my own music videos. Producing mixtapes for friends I got that also do music. So essentially, I save myself money and time, and I can work on a more flexible schedule by kind of having my own record label and kind of running things by myself. And then I can help out, like I said, my friends with their stuff too. And it just makes things easier for everybody because we all know each other. So it's not like we kind of have to, you know, go through a whole bunch of hula hoops trying to, you know, get something together as far as a music video shot or get, you know, some songs recorded. It's just like everybody kind of hits me up. And, you know, I say, okay, you can come over. I got a little home studio. And then we just go to work from there. And it's kind of what I do with it.
Okay. definitely a what's up, you know? Always being your own boss is the way to go, you know? That's definitely the way to go. You have to wait for no person, nobody else. Because, boy, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Name your favorite artist of all time.
My favorite artist.
It doesn't matter.
I probably have to say Ice Cube, for real. Ice Cube is the rapper I've always liked since I was probably 7 or 8 years old. My mom would always be listening to him. And, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, what I was used to hearing. And then growing up, I really started to, you know, read his lyrics and get to understand, you know, the music that he was putting out. So, you know, till this day, that's still my favorite rapper. Whenever he does drop something, I'm definitely make sure I'm one of the first to hear about it and stuff. So, yeah, keep it real with Ice Cube, though.
Yeah, that's what's up. His son is actually, I've been following his son. His son's doing a pretty good job on the rap game. I don't know if you've heard about it. I even forgot his son's name. But, yeah, his son, he got, they're like 19 and 20. They both rapping.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. They were on the Cypher last year on, was that the, what award show was that when they was on the Cypher? And they was all dressed in suits. I can't even think right now. But, yeah, his son, he got it from his daddy, I guess. That's what's up.
Yep.
out of all the mixtapes that you've done so far, what is your favorite? Like, what's your favorite mixtape?
My favorite mixtape out of the four that I've done so far would probably be my third one, Insomnia. I think I really took my time with that, probably 2 months worth of time, and writing those tracks and putting everything together. Just because I really did write a lot about relationships I went through with females and just personal issues I was going through with friends at the time and kind of losing friends. So I think that was by my realest mixtape, and I think out of all my people and fans that listened to it, they liked that one the most. So that was my favorite, too.
Okay. Tell us about, like, the next projects that you're working on right now. Like, anything that you might be working on you want to share with your fans?
Yeah, the next project I'm actually working on is my next mixtape called Getting Caught Up Part 2. I'm planning to drop it August 16th, I believe. And basically, this will be a continuation from my very, very first mixtape I ever dropped when I started doing music, Getting Caught Up Part 1, which came out August of last year. But with the next project, I'm definitely going more so with that West Coast sound to it, West Coast sound with a little bit of I don't know, maybe like a 90s R&B sound to it as well. And the theme is kind of revolved around summer. So a lot of the tracks are definitely tracks you would hear if you went to a club or a party or something. And essentially I'm just working on promoting that. It's coming out August 16th. And I'm going to release my first single for it actually this Thursday, which you heard in the intro of the song, Be My Tonight. So, that's the next big project I'm working on, and I'm really hoping that it takes off because I've really put about 3 months work into it as far as writing all my songs, you know, cutting out unnecessary songs I thought were just kind of filler tracks and stuff because I really want people to listen to what I'm saying and just not think I'm just writing just to write. You know, I'm writing to express myself and kind of, you know, get my thoughts out there. So that Getting Caught Up Part 2 is the next project I'm still promoting and I'm pushing on right now.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Inspires you to continue to do your mixtape, to continue to do your project, to just continue to, because the music industry is so hard. So, like, what keeps you motivated? What inspires you to do what you do?
What inspires me mainly is, I would honestly say just my imagination, my determination, and, you know, the committed people I do have that listen to my music. You know, they just keep telling me, keep working hard, keep working hard. I believe in you, you know, and despite how hard it is, we feel that if you get involved with the right people that you have a chance. And I've also talked to a couple of people in the industry themselves, a actual consultant who's worked within Roc Nation. I talk to him from time to time, and he definitely keeps my head up and, you know, continues to help me as far as, like, artist development and, you know, keeps telling me stuff I should do to, you know, work on getting myself out there and becoming more of an artist. And really it's just a combination of him and a couple of my really close friends and listeners that, you know, keep me pushing and just say, you know, don't give up, because if you give up, you're never going to know if, if you'll make it or not. So, you know, that's just kind of mindset I got with it.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, unfortunately, due to Blog Talk changing some things, we normally have about an hour for our show, but being that Blog Talk switched up some things, this show is actually only going to be scheduled for 30 minutes. So, we actually only have, what, 5 minutes remaining?
Yeah, about five.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any shout-outs you want to go ahead and give? Let everyone know, again, where to find you at, your music, your website, you know, just interrupt that you want to the people who are listening right now.
Yeah, I'll give a shout-out to my boy D-Lev. Also here in 216 listening. Keep grinding, doing your thing. I'm going to help you out if I can. And then to any listeners, y'all need some new music to listen to and something that's just a little different from mainstream music that you hear, definitely check me out, like I said, at www.ericwave.webs.com. I just actually released a Kanye West Mercy freestyle video, and that'll be the first video you see on my website. So you check it out. See my other music videos too. And then you basically just go from there and just kind of explore my website and my links and see if you like anything. And if you do, hope you become a fan and keep listening to what I got. That's really about it, though.
All right, all right. Well, ladies, do you have, I'm going to open up the questions to you. Do you have any questions you want to ask our artist, Mr. E-Way?
I don't have any questions. We have a few callers that we can go ahead and answer really quick.
All right. Well, let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, caller from the 403. You're on the air.
Hey, that's just in case. I got cut off. So I had to call back.
Oh.
My phone died, so I had to call back.
Oh, there, Mr. Tyson. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
You want to comment on our pet peeve?
My pet peeve is when my phone dies in the middle of the show and I have to call back.
we got any more, Keisha?
Yeah, we got one more.
All right.
All right, call us from the
air.
You're on the air? Call us from the 865. You're on the air.
What's up, caller? Come on, let us know your pet peeves. We know you got some. Everybody okay. Got some.
Oh, we scared them away. They hung up.
Oh, well, my pet peeve is when you on Facebook and then you want to comment under a person's picture. They didn't have the picture up for 5 hours. As soon as you comment, 80 people comment on the same picture. Why people do that? That's one of my pet peeves.
I mean, you get all the but you get all the notification emails. Oh my gosh, it's so annoying.
Yeah, look, you waited 6 hours to make sure nobody said nothing on that picture. As soon as you say something, at the 6 hour and 15 minutes after you say something, here comes somebody else and about 20 other people want to say, "Oh yeah, they look good." Da, 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 da. So you just said something because I said something. That's what's up. That's what's up.
All right, y'all know to our message, huh?
Who are you calling out, kid?
I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. Or you get the people that get mad because you said something. Knowing they're the side piece of something, they're like, I guess. Like, well, you could have kept that to yourself.
Wow. All right. Well, we're coming to a close, so I want to thank all our callers and listeners for tuning in to the Power of Three Radio. That's TP3 Radio with Keisha Nicole and Tosh Diamante and Candy. Tune in every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And thank you for listening to TP3 Radio. We're going to end it with Eric Wave. getting caught up.
All right, let go.
All right.
Track Slammer.
You too much for me, you too much for me. The way you do what you do, the way you move, how you move, the way you smile, how you smile. It's almost like I can't feel, cause you so amazing, yeah, cause you so amazing, yeah, cause you so amazing, yeah, you so amazing, cause girl, you so amazing, yeah, dance on tonight, tell your friends you ain't going out tonight, cause tonight you're spending with me, yeah, you know what it's gonna be, you know you like it, baby, just want you all to me. Yeah, cause we about to groove. The way we get it something like we got nothing to lose. I put you on the cloud cause we so damn high. On emotions and feelings now running down your thighs. Yeah, you know you like that. Yeah, you know you like that. Just relax your mind while I lay you on your back. Cause when I'm in my zone and when I'm feeling gone, my sex game of stroke is unofficial. Like, whoa, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, getting caught up again. Oh, 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 getting caught up again. With the money and the power and all the females. Getting caught up again for the second time. For the second time. I'm getting caught up for the second time. I'm getting caught up. I try to resist. I try to resist. But it's hard. Yeah, I just can't quit. I just can't quit. What's in my life? The money, the girls, and everything I like. But I just wanna do right and keep my eyes on sight to the mountaintop of achieving the prize. But on the way, temptation is high. To sex every girl that I know wanna ride. And for pleasure, it's all good. Nah, I ain't from the hood, but I understand the struggles to resist. But feel good, yeah.
The damn girl, when you sitting on top of me, grinding all up on me with that body sexually, I swear it's too much for me, but I do just love it so much. Sometimes I can't control it. Nah,
I can't control it. Sometimes I can't control it. Sometimes I can't control it. Cause I'm getting caught up again. Yeah, I'm getting caught up again. I'm getting caught up again. I'm getting caught up.